20-year-old acoustic singer-songwriter Wyatt Pike said he is getting a little less nervous as he prepares to appear for the fourth time in front of the American Idol judges. He performed a solo first and then a duet during Hollywood Week. Pike said his gigs in Park City have mostly been solo acts. The next performance, he said, will be more of a big band sound.
But I have done a bunch of band work on the side, playing bass and playing guitar. Just never have really been the lead of a big band like that. So it was a new experience, but at the same time, I did use some of the, I guess, skills that I've gained from playing bass and that sort of thing with other bands.
Pike said he felt comfortable during the big band segment, which was pre-recorded last year.
There were a lot of people to cycle through, so it isn't as much as we would all dream for. I'd like to spend all day with that band, but you get a good amount, and I felt very ready. There's some vocal coaches behind the scenes. There's an entire music team behind the scenes. And the judges do have some great feedback for us, both behind the scenes and on camera.
His last performance was a duet with Cassandra Coleman singing Alex Clare's Too Close. Pike had received accolades for making his duet partner feel safe and comfortable.
I think for all of us, in all of our duets, it was pretty difficult just diving into this with someone that you were just meeting. But honestly, Cassandra's incredibly talented. I think we were both really nervous. The relationship that we built through that duet, I think, made me feel really calm. And then I think maybe that was shared with her. I think she's incredible. And I'm so glad that she thought I made her feel safe. But it was great working with her. So
Pike took a semester off from music school, but he plans to return after the American Idol experience. He said he is getting a lot of attention from social media. His next performance will be with a full band. He'll perform a George Ezra tune called Blame It On Me. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.